Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it's the fourth Tuesday from 2 to 3 of each month, it is Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises, starring none other than Larry Moskett. Larry, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, just getting over some crud. Dan,
how would you define that in a medical sense?
In a medical term, a respiratory malady, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
So if I'm sounding a little rough here during the show, that will be why. But other than that, great.
But even you on a bad day is great because you really are phenomenal.
Thank you, Dave.
I've said it before. The only financial planner with a heart that let me clarify that, a heart that has the skill set. As being in psychology, you're pretty much your first career, to really look beyond the numbers. That is impressive. I like that.
I like doing business that way. I deal with people and not just numbers. And it feels right and it works well.
There's no doubt about it. I think anyone would enjoy that. And that's you're blessed with that. And I think that clients certainly enjoy that. Potential clients will love it. And anyone that really wants to feel unlike a number, you're their guy.
Thank you, Dave.
No doubt about it. So you sound much better, though, because when I talked to you, I think it was Thursday or Friday. Yeah. Probably Friday. That's how it sounded.
It was not good.
Yeah.
But I'm better, not all the way, but.
And I diagnosed it as you had crud.
Yeah, the crud.
So that was my diagnosis. Yes. I'm just kidding. I'm not a medical doctor, but that's the best I could come up with. Tommy, am I allowed to say that on there? He says yes. Our producer, who's been in radio for like how long? Unbelievable amount of time.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks like 57 years, and he's not even 50 yet. But, you know, what can you say? He's just one of those prodigies. So, anyway, Larry, you have a great guest, a returning person coming on, too.
We are blessed to have a returning expert in her field and a new individual that we've met up with whose services are really neat and really not something I think most listeners have really given much thought to. And they'll be surprised and happy to know these services exist and how to get to them. And that will be the focus of our show today.
Well, that's exciting because it's always good. I mean, this is, you know, really Breakthrough Thinking. And, of course, your show, Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises is really not only an information source, but it's a resource center. You know, it really can give out and save people time and money to identify people, experts in their field that can help. And that's why I like the whole Breakthrough Thinking structure.
And that's exactly what we've tried to do here is connect our listeners, our appreciated listeners, with services that more than likely they either may need themselves or know of someone who needs these type of services. And these are important things, and they're not things that you readily may be aware even exist, Dave. So we're lucky today to learn about some new services and how they work and how to access them.
I think it totally makes sense to me. Well, would you like to introduce your two amazing guests right here, right now?
Let me do that. You mentioned our returning guests. We have with us today Lucille Zimmerman. Lucille Zimmerman is one of the principals of a company called From the Heart. And From the Heart is essentially a placements and resources firm that connects primarily seniors with things that they need, services that they need, and other types of things, including residential placements. If someone has to go somewhere and leave their home because of their care needs, because the needs of their family or their environment, they now have a place to connect, and that's with Lucille Zimmerman from the Heart. Let me tell you a little bit about Lucille for just a minute, and we're going to get some dialogue going and then introduce our second guest. Lucille Zimmerman has been in the business world a very long time. She enjoyed a 30-year career dealing with people in sales and marketing in the field of information technology, and retired as a senior vice president from that field, and joined up with her partner in from the Heart by the name of Debbie Black, and they began this firm called From the Heart, and it is a really needed and I feel a very heartfelt, wonderful service. And it began, the idea began when Lucille was frustrated herself needing to find a senior residence for her own mom and wasn't able to do that. But in the course of doing that, she realized, you know, if I'm having this sort of problem, there must be a bazillion other people out there who have the same kind of needs. And she had developed a base of experience in doing that and furthered that base by spending 2.5 years as a community liaison for a company called Comfort Caregivers. And they were a home senior care agency. That was when she met Debbie Black. And that was the point in time when they realized they had a mutual passion and some business expertise to bring to a market that had no one who did these sorts of things. And so it was really a perfect beginning. And they began their business From the Heart, placements and resources. So, Lucille, welcome back. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's great to be back.
Yeah, welcome back. We had a nice discussion last time you were here. It must have been, about 3-4 months ago, at least.
A few months ago, yeah.
Yeah, welcome back. That's such an important service that you provide seniors, and I will get into more detail because I have some questions about that.
As do I. But I'd like to go ahead, Dave, and introduce our second guest. Our second guest is a first-timer on our show by the name of Steve Lahari. And let me tell you a little bit about Steve. Steve Lahari is the CEO of Desired Resources. And this is very interesting. I found the more I read and learned, the more interesting I found this. Mobile healthcare consulting and development. Now, I stopped and I thought about that because I was not even aware such services existed, Dave. Think about it. If you have a situation that's keeping you at home or keeping you in sort of a residential center and mobility is an issue, how in the world do you get all of the services that we kind of take for granted? Seeing a doctor, seeing a dentist, seeing other medical practitioners, well, it would be impossible in some cases without the transportation card being played somehow. What a wonderful idea it is to have the services come to you. And that's exactly what Steve Lahari is responsible for doing, getting those services to people who need them and don't have the ability to get to them on their own. Excuse me. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Steve. Steve has a background in business management, in marketing and operations. He's functioned as a branch manager in both commercial and medical staffing companies. He's managed dental offices. He's been involved in business development of hospice, of home care, audiology. And I think it's fair to say he is an incredibly strong advocate for the elderly, for the infirm, for people who need these sorts of things. He works with many associations and committees, and one of his missions, aside from delivering services, is raising awareness of the need for these types of things, given our aging populations, and resources to address those needs. So it's really a very beautiful fit. He's done this for many years as he's been a student of the aging process, that transition through different phases of life. And Steve has been on about 200 different boards and committees, and I won't take the time to read them all, but let's just say that within the area of being known in elder resources and Elder Services. Steve is a very well-known and highly respected individual in that area. And Steve, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for being here. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Well, made you sound pretty good.
And we didn't even hear the 200 board members.
No, I could go through a lot of them, but I think once Steve begins to speak, it will be self-evident that he's a leader in his field, knows what he's doing, and is very revered for being a resource for so many different groups and people.
That is so exciting. Yes, Steve, welcome. And again, both of you, Lucille and Steve, providing services to take the worry out of seniors' minds. You know, it's not just what service you do, whether it's a placement or from Lucille or Steve, you're connecting them to a certain service, but it's really you're selling, or I shouldn't say selling, you're providing relief somehow and reducing anxiety to seniors. Because, Larry, that's got to be scary.
Absolutely, absolutely frightening. Yeah. I had a partial list of some of the types of services Steve's firm connects people with, and they include mobile dentistry, mobile optical services, mobile hearing aids, mobile dermatology, and something maybe we'll have Steve, I have a general idea called palliative vent weaning program, which probably most people, unless you're a doctor, won't know exactly what that means. We'll let Steve talk about that. And a variety of other needed services brought to your door. I think it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Well, let's get on and let our guests have a chance to tell our listeners what they do, how they do it, how listeners can contact them if they find themselves in a situation where they need it. And let's, in no particular order, let's start with Lucille today. Lucille, you connect people, primarily elderly people, who have a variety of needs. And one of those needs is a residential placement. If they're no longer able to stay at home, their circumstances, their medical conditions, their frailty, whatever it may be, prevent them from having a safe and healthy environment, you provide the connection between them and where they should go. And I guess one of the first things that come to my mind, and one of the things that I believe our listeners might want to know is, okay, I have someone in my home, I know someone, and I can tell they're starting to fail, but how exactly do we know when we've reached a point with a loved one to where a community center, a residential center, home care, how do we know when it's time?
Well, that's a great question, and one that we get all the time. When your mom or dad or a relative is quite independent, however, they're in their own home and they are they don't want to deal with the yard work and the cleaning and the cooking, and they're maybe not driving anymore, so they're missing the socialization aspect, then you know that there might be an opportunity there to move them into an independent community where they get to meet a lot of new people, and activities are planned and their meals are taken care of, and they don't have to worry about the yard work or maintaining a home or driving, which is very important for the rest of us on the road as well as their safety. So that may be one thing. Another case might be if your loved one has fallen can't seem to remember to take their medications, in what order, what time. They're just not able to live alone, or maybe, even if it's a couple, they're not able to take care of one another.
Maybe not getting their bills paid as well.
Not getting their bills paid, absolutely. That is definitely the case. They don't have someone who can take care of that for them. So they may be just about ready for an assisted living community where those things are done for them. There are professionals who will help them with their medications, their activities of daily living, bathing and dressing and that sort of thing. And they're in an environment with other people who are in similar situations, and there's socialization and activities going on as well. So that would be a case where you want to be aware of the need for additional care and that would be what an assisted living home or a residential care home rather than in a community setting, a larger setting. There are some homes in the Valley that are licensed by the state for anywhere from 5 to 10 residents, and they get very supervised or directed care in these care homes. And they're quite well governed by the state, and those are very interesting types of things because they're very homey, and someone who doesn't want to live in a large community would be very comfortable in what we would call a residential care home or a group home.
Sure.
And then one more thing just to add to that, unfortunately we have this horrible diagnosis of Alzheimer's or an overall diagnosis of dementia, and when that starts to set into a loved one, they might be ready for, if it gets to a more advanced stage, a memory care community where they're specifically taken care of for that particular diagnosis.
Okay, so let's put a little closure on that. We find ourselves in that situation, and we come to the realization, I think that some sort of placement is appropriate and indicated. I'm already overwhelmed by the presence of this in my home, my care and love for my loved one. What do I know about facilities like that? Where do you start with something like that? And I think the answer, if I may answer the question that I just asked for you, the answer is you need to connect with someone who knows about these services, who knows about what types of circumstances match with what sorts of services and facilities. A true statement?
Absolutely. And it's our networking with people like yourself, because you have referred people to us, and we thank you very much, and families are very grateful for that. It's churches and other professionals that pass on the names of these families to my partner, Debbie Black, and I. And Debbie's extensive experience in the senior industry over 20 years has really given her, and I'm so grateful to be partnered with her, just a wealth of information and understanding about the communities that are out there and the people who own them and work in them. So we are in those communities every day, and we're very comfortable with the ones that are in our network. We check them for any deficiencies or any issues that might be that they might be involved in, so we can make sure when we make a referral that it's a good and caring home for their family.
Okay. We're going to take a break in about 60 seconds, but take 60 seconds, Lucille, and break it to us gently. How much do your services cost a consumer?
It's the big nothing.
It's the big nothing. A
it's
free
the
lunch?
Big, it's the big zero. Not only do we take all the stress away from those families, and it is a lot of stress. We totally understand that. But we don't charge the families one penny.
But you get paid.
We do.
You do?
Yes, it is.
That's
it is
right.
Common practice that the communities do compensate us for doing that service.
So I've got a major problem on my back, and I can hire Lucille Zimmerman from the heart, have her professionalism and solutions brought to my doorstep, and a facility or a care provider will pay for that.
That is correct.
Phenomenal.
That's about as good as it gets.
Now, there is a cost for the community, and there is a charge for the group homes, but we'll talk about that
of
in a
course,
few minutes.
Sure. Okay, Dave Isaac, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these words.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking, heard live here on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And of course, the second, I should say the fourth.
Fourth.
I was getting too excited. I wanted you on the second. I wanted you on the third, the fourth, the first. You're good. You have plenty of radio experience. But the fourth Tuesday every month from 2 to 3. And of course, that's Larry Moscat, Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. Larry, this has been most fascinating with our guest, Lucille Zimmerman, and soon, right now, or
right
maybe
now.
A few minutes, Steve Lahari. I'm excited.
I know. This is a very neat concept, and I want to get right to it. Earlier, we introduced Steve Lahari. He's the CEO of a company called Desired Resources, LLC. They are a mobile healthcare consulting and development firm. And the more I've thought about this service, the neater I think it is. We know people sometimes are homebound or confined in some location and never really stop to think, how do they get everything they need? How did they get the medical services, the dental services, the optical services? Well, the answer's here, and the answer is Steve Lahari's firm. He's the one that's responsible for getting those services to people that need them and can't get to them themselves. And so I'm so happy to have you here and myself to learn about some of these services, and I know our listeners have an equal appetite to hear about these sorts of things. And in general terms, Steve, where do you fit in? Where does your firm fit in the whole elder care picture?
What I do, Larry, is my passion's always been about resources. And early in my years, I worked in hospice, and I was being asked for resources that I really didn't know where to turn to get them. And so I started networking, and I always say never underestimate the power of networking because it is the relationships that you build up with people that turns you on to so many different things. But that's where it started at. You know, people were asking me for a wheelchair. They didn't have Medicare, and they couldn't afford one, so where do you get them? And there are actually loaner closets, you know, that would that loan them out like a library book that you can use and turn back in when you're through with those. I kind of lean towards resources that fly under the radar, things like oral care, hearing, vision, just things that even your primary physician doesn't even ask you about. You know, so when was the last time your family doctor asked you, when was the last time you went to the dentist, or how's your hearing?
Sure.
They just don't do that. And so it's very important to learn about those and share about those. That's been my passion.
Okay, so fundamentally, Steve, what you're doing is, I guess you could say, removing transportation as an obstacle to accessing these services. Is that an accurate statement?
That is true, yes. You know, we work with a generation that's very proud and independent. And, you know, they tend to prioritize their health care based upon how much inconvenience it makes to somebody else. And so if it's asking a daughter to take off of work and come take me to the doctor's appointment, they just won't go. Once they get into assisted living places like Lucille knows, the economy has hit everybody pretty hard. And even though they have those vans that you see all over the city, they still restrict them to only about 8 or 10 miles around that community that they can go without charging them extra money. And they're only allowed to go twice a week. And, you know, these folks actually, they'd rather go to Walmart than they would go to get a root canal somewhere.
Understandable. Sure.
Let me ask you this. This is, like Larry said, really fascinating and such a valuable service for those who have obstacles with transportation. But, for example, so you said, you know, oral, vision, hearing. How about primary care physicians? Is that part of it too?
You know, there are plenty of mobile doctor groups in the Valley, yes. I don't personally represent any one particular one, but we do refer back and forth to each other.
So you do that. Now, how about like a dentist? So when it's mobile, there are dentists that have a mobile van or whatever you want to call it and have all the equipment in there?
Mobile Dentistry of Arizona started in 2009, and they started with a 40-foot toy hauler. They converted it into a mobile office, so they put a hydraulic lift on the back so that scooters and walkers and wheelchairs can drive right onto that lift and come right inside. Where the kitchen used to be is now a complete denture lab, and they really do everything that you would expect to go to a traditional dentist and have done, with the exception of braces. And we've not been asked for that with the geriatric industry very often. But we do see, you know, the more we get into it, the sad part of it is that most of those people in nursing homes have not seen a dentist for 5 to 10 years.
Mm, wow. Really?
Yeah. So if it goes further than that, like surgery, I suspect that's probably not mobile.
We do oral surgery, yes.
And that's in the mobile thing. Too.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Larry, that's amazing.
Yeah, I have no idea that. I wouldn't have either.
I wish we would have thought of that, you and I, in 2008.
Yeah.
Where would we be right now?
Well, we'd probably...
We'd be in dental school.
Yes.
That's where we would be.
We'd be in dental school.
Well, you may or you may not. You know, a lot of traditional dentists feel like the patients that we see on a daily basis are the problematic ones.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, as far as insurance, I guess if they have insurance, that still works.
And you know, unfortunately, with dental, most of your insurance is tied to employment, and so you know, it's usually an employment benefit. And once you've retired, you don't have that unless you have some good retirement. And I'd say about 15-20% of the older folks do have some type of insurance.
Wow.
And we do take that. Any of the PPO insurances we are able to take.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
It is, yeah.
Wow, Larry, that's
yeah.
I would never thought of that.
No,
I think that's incredible.
I wouldn't
incredible.
Have either. And when we were introduced to Steve's services, I had the same reaction.
Yeah.
Wow, I never would have thought of that, but that's a great question.
Oh, yeah.
How are these services delivered? I see as an example of some of the services brought to clients that, well, we mentioned mobile dentistry. That was one. Eyesight assistance. People need to have their eyes checked, and as you age, it becomes more and more of a problem. And if transportation is an obstacle between you and seeing better, voila, there's a service that will come to you, and Steve's company arranges that.
Wow.
Hearing also kind of tends to go as we get older, and if transportation is a problem, guess what? Steve's business brings those services to you. I see even one notation here about on-site dermatology. And I guess if you are much less active, maybe, and because of that have lower blood flow, or other reasons why dermatology would be a pretty major issue then, wouldn't it?
It's a huge concern, especially in the older population. You know, as you get older, your skin gets thinner. You're prone to more conditions, you know, the scaly, itching, rashes. Mm-hmm. The sun is particularly hard on people down here in the Southwest. So you do see a lot of suspicious moles and precancerous lesions and things like that. Mm-hmm. And those are able to be taken care of on site as well. So instead of the tooth fairy leaving with a bag of teeth, we leave with a bag of moles and skin tags.
Nice.
You know, for a visual.
Yes. Is that the bag you brought?
Yes. No. Yeah, well, I thought it was a visual show here.
Larry, well, we are on Ustream TV, by the way. Yes. No, we are. There's the camera. Did you guys?
Great.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So, Larry, I think, you know, very often guests will give us gifts.
Yeah,
you can have the bag.
Hey, thanks. Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you very much. Very nice of you.
That sounds like Elvis Presley. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes. Let's let's continue on here. Let's go back and talk to Lucille a minute about their placements and services and what From the Heart does. Again, we talked earlier, Lucille, about how might you know when it's time to get some assistance or maybe even consider a placement. I think the next logical sort of question would be, what in the world is out there? What kind of residences are available for seniors?
Well, exactly. And when we do start the process, we meet with the families and with the senior. And in a lot of cases, it may not even be a senior. It may be someone with early onset Parkinson's disease or early onset dementia, and that poses a problem as well and a challenge for the family. How do we take care of our loved ones? So we meet with the family. We talk about the most important thing, what care the family member needs. Also to the geography, do they want to be close to their spouse, to their children, that kind of thing. We also have to talk about how much is available financially to be able to pay the community or residential care home for their care and board. And then what we do, which makes us rather unique, Debbie and I actually take the family and the resident, prospective resident, to these places. We make sure that once we whittle it down to a few places, we make sure that all the questions they have are asked and answered and that they are totally comfortable with the community that we've picked out for them or the ones that we have to make their choice. And then what we do, which again is unusual in this industry, is we follow up. We see all of the people that we have placed many times after to make sure that everything is working out okay and they're happy and healthy as they can be in their situation, and they're cared for the way their families expect them to be.
What sort of, in the process of doing this, what sort of obstacles do you run into as a service provider? What sort of obstacles do you meet from the prospective resident who may be making a move and from their families? What are some of the issues that you have to deal with?
Well, a move is always hard. We know that even ourselves at any age, a move is always challenging. But for a senior especially, when they're moving out of their home and maybe they have just stopped driving or haven't yet, but they need to, it's very, very, very stressful. So we're trained to work with them to make them feel more comfortable, explain what they're going to be facing when they, when we start to tour the community, and prepare their families for, what's going to happen after that. It's never going to be completely easy. We make it as painless as possible, again, trying to relieve that stress from the prospective resident and the families. And then we have to talk about the most important thing, which is always an issue, especially in these economic times. Mm-hmm. How much is it going to cost?
The money.
It's a huge, huge issue, and we understand that. And these places can run anywhere from $2,000 a month to $10,000 a month, depending on the residents. And of course, the $10,000 a month residence is not just incredibly good care, but also absolutely gorgeous. There are some amazing, amazing communities in the valley. But where it comes from would be private pay. So if they do happen to have put some money away, that would go towards mm-hmm. their care. Also, there's long-term care insurance. If they were prudent enough back then, maybe 20 or so years ago, to have picked up long-term care insurance, they're able to use that in a licensed community. Mm-hmm. And there are also things that can be done with the bank. You can put your home up for sale. They can lend you some money until you can afford to pay for it on your own until the house is sold, and you can use that money to pay for your...
Which is, to a great degree, some of the work we do
in
our firm. We try to figure out the money part of it under times of great stress and duress.
So, absolutely, and this is great stress.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Huh. Well, interesting.
Let me ask you this, Lucille.
Yes, sir.
You were talking... Well, she called me sir. What's up with that? She called me sir.
Oh.
Like I'm knighted in England.
Sir David.
Yeah, Sir David.
Sir David, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, you mentioned independent living, assisted living. I don't know if you mentioned yet skilled nursing. You mentioned memory care. Mm-hmm. Are those the major ones right there? Independent living would be... Because I think some of the listeners out there would say, well, maybe I have parents that... You know, we should place them or start thinking about that, where to place them. And how do you know where to place who?
Well, independent living in a community style is the first step after leaving your own home, because all those household things are done for you. Your meals are made, your house is cleaned, you have activities planned for you. You don't have to drive, which is great, but you can... You're able to take care of your own medications. You can come and go as you please. There's no lock on the community at all. And you've got you make your friends there. So that really, brings your life into more enrichment.
It's like living in a hotel.
It is like living in a hotel. And here in the Valley, there are some absolutely beautiful senior communities. And then assisted living, it's just a step beyond that. There would be care given there. Your medications would be given to you, so you don't have to remember to take your meds. They'd bring them to you at a certain time. They walk with you to some of the activities. They help you with bathing, dressing, and that kind of thing. And, of course, in a memory care community, a step further, it usually is a locked-down, secured community. So in case there's wandering that's associated with the diagnosis, that the resident doesn't open the door, walk away and leave, and that's very prevalent in, with that diagnosis. So,
how about skilled nursing? Is that also similar to assisted living or a little bit more to a degree?
Skilled nursing is much more directed care. It's something we don't, we are very aware of them. As a matter of fact, people who are released from skilled nursing usually are released to either a residential care home or an assisted living home, and we can help the family with that. That's usually paid for. Skilled nursing is paid for by Medicare for certain numbers of days and their supplemental insurance. And we usually see the families and the prospective residents when they're released from skilled nursing.
Gotcha.
Lucille, with about maybe a minute and a half or so till we go to break, let me ask you a follow-up to something we were talking about earlier. I asked you about that transition process. What sort of barriers or resistance or... distress comes out of considering making a move like this and then actually making it. And then you said you always follow up. Tell me, on balance, do you see most of those placements after a suitable adjustment period as being accepted, acceptable, maybe even embraced because they know that their families are no longer burdened with certain things and they've made some friends and things are going well? Is the norm eventually acceptance and assimilation into this new world?
Absolutely. That is the norm. We do see a few exceptions to that, but normally everybody likes to think they're never going to be the one getting older, but we all are getting older.
Yes.
And sometimes, we hear, well, God, everybody in here has white hair. Everybody in here is old. Everybody is walking in a walker. Well, guess what? You might be there too.
Of course.
And yes, they do have a resistance going into a community like that initially. A lot of times, sometimes it's even smoother than I can even imagine. Mm. But after a short period of time, 99% of the residents are so much happier because
That's
they're
wonderful.
Comfortable, they're being taken care of, and their stress is relieved. They don't have to worry about falling again. There's usually always a pendant or a bracelet, something that will call someone from the community, even in independent living they have that. So they feel much safer and much more comfortable.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that it's my belief, just from knowing you for a while, that some of that comfort, the degree of it and the onset of it, is a function of being able to work with you and Debbie Black and from the heart and kind of greasing those skids to explain everything ahead of time, give people a heads up on what to expect, how they might be feeling, and to help them through the process.
We thank you very much. And we feel that every one of the people that we work with are being treated just like our moms and dads. And that is transferred over to them. They feel that way. I get more hugs and kisses, so does Debbie, from family members, from the residents, and it's very, very rewarding that we can be of help in this very, very stressful situation.
Sure. Okay. Well, tell you what, Dave Isaac, we're going to take a real quick break here for a few announcements, and we will be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the fourth Tuesday from 2 to 3 every month, It is Wounded Hearts and Family Crises. That's Money Management, starring Larry Moscat. And Larry, this is just invaluable for people. And, you know, if you think about it, the senior population is growing. I mean, more and more baby boomers are becoming baby boomers every day.
Sure.
And
10,000 a day.
10,000 a day. That's incredible. I'm going in reverse. I've gone now the generation.
Yes.
I grew my hair long.
Approaching
but you notice I cut it, too. And so I'm just going reverse. Maybe it's just in my mindset. I'm not sure. What do you think?
I think it might be, maybe.
Okay.
Well, Dave, we're visiting with two excellent guests, Lucille Zimmerman from the Heart of Placement and Resource Services, and also with our other guest today, Steve Lahari, whose business I find really fascinating, and I really never gave it a whole lot of thought, and the more I think about it, the more fascinating I find it. Steve's business is called Desired Resources, and it's a mobile medical service. They bring services to those who have obstacles in front of them with transportation, can't get out to see a dentist, can't get out to see an eye doctor maybe, and other sorts of things. They bring them to you, and I think it's just a remarkable, brilliant, leading-edge type of service that I'm venturing to say I'll bet very, very few people know about, except the smart listeners on our show. They know about it now, and they know about Steve Lahari's company, Desired Resources, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Dave, we've talked about, Steve, about how services are brought to people who can't get to them. We just touched on for a moment a question that I know anyone hearing this with an interest would have. How are these mobile services paid for? Is it different than going to see a doctor or going to see a dentist? How are these paid for?
Yeah, you know, actually, it is. There's not much that separates or defines a mobile practice as opposed to a traditional practice.
Okay.
They're all, the dentists are licensed by the state board. They're, the insurance, whatever a traditional dentist would credential with, mobile dentists can credential with as well. So it's really very much the same. Mobile Dentistry of Arizona, who I work with for the dental, they do take PPO insurances. So if somebody has a choice of what dentist to go see, most likely we can take it. For the ones who don't have dental insurance, we make it available. What we did is we took a UCR fee, which I don't know if you know what that means.
I don't know.
It's a usual, customary, and reasonable rates.
Okay.
And so these are the rates that a dentist and an insurance company would decide upon, that's fair. And so we took that average of the East Valley, and that became our fee schedule. So it would cost them about the same with us as it would if they went to a regular dentist if they don't have insurance. But Medicare doesn't pay for oral care. They don't pay for hearing aids. They will pay for vision tests once a year. It really, from company to company, it kind of depends on the service and what insurance they have as to what's covered.
So Steve, with the exception of how you get to the services or how the services get to you, everything else is pretty much the same.
Yeah. You know, I find that when I was in traditional dental offices, a lot of the general dentists aren't comfortable with doing some of the procedures that ours do. So many of them will refer somebody out for a root canal, for example, to an endodontist.
Sure.
Then you pay specialty rates, for something like that. So our dentists, their everyday patient day in and day out are the ones that have advanced Alzheimer's, advanced Parkinson's, they're elderly, they have ongoing comorbidities or other health conditions, that are challenging them. And so to them, it's just a day's work.
As a
traditional dentist would have a difficult time working with even one of these people.
Sure.
Let me ask you this, Steve.
Sure.
As far as appointments, is it the same as any other dentist type of appointment, or do you have to book much more in advance, or how does that work?
Yeah, it is that part of the practice really is quite different. Most of the folks that we take care of have a power of attorney, so usually a son or a daughter who's actually taking care of them. If they're not self-governing, it's the POA or the power of attorney who has to sign the consent forms. And it is medical, and so, of course, we have to get a medication list of what the family is, what they're on. Everything has to be arranged in advance. So normally, 3 or 4 days at least prior to a dental day at an assisted living home, we would have all the materials. We're able to look. Are they on a lot of Coumadin, for example? Mm-hmm. If they are, that would affect whether you can do extractions. The bacteria in your mouth is so bad for you that even a cleaning, the bacteria goes into your blood, and it sticks to heart valves, and it sticks to new joints.
Oh, my.
You know, so those folks have to have an antibiotic prescribed to them to start taking an hour prior to the visit. Wow. So there are some arrangements. The mobile aspect of it makes it a lot more complicated.
I'm sure.
How about emergencies? If someone has an emergency situation, how does that work?
Yeah, you know, most of your dental emergencies are abscesses, which is infection. And there's not much that you can do other than getting them onto antibiotics right away and pain medicine. And so we do have to get the consent forms filled and the medication sheets, but then we can put them onto the antibiotic, let that infection die down a little bit. So 3 to 5 days after that is optimum time where we can actually go out and extract the tooth, usually is what's needed in that situation.
And they could probably fax over the consent forms?
Yes. There's, with the family, sometimes they live back in Maine or in California. They're out of state. And, so there is a lot of faxing or emailing information back and forth.
Wow. Technology. It works.
Yes.
I know. And that's something I was just thinking. The more I learn about Steve's business, the more I tend to think of it and see it as a leading edge type of service adjusting to the demographics. I was thinking to myself, Steve, what do you believe is the future landscape? What will the landscape look like of caring for the elderly in the future? I mean, what role do you see in the works of, say, developing technology as it plays in? And could that not affect costs and efficiencies and coordinations of services, access to services? What's the future vision of what you're doing to the nth degree?
Yeah, well, I believe more and more services are going mobile. I mean, now they can do mammograms on site. They have prostate checks on site, mobile doctors, mobile radiology, you know, now dental, optical, hearing. It's just going to continue to expand. I believe telemedicine is going to play a huge part in our future healthcare system as well.
Define that. How do you define telemedicine?
Telemedicine would be any type of diagnosing or even practicing of medicine from a remote location.
So like Skyping as an example?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. There are telemedicine programs even now. A lot of companies have them, like RN Doctor, Health Nation, where you have a kind of like a membership. And yeah, if you have a rash, you can take a picture of that rash, load it into your computer, call the number, the doctor looks at your rash, diagnoses it, sends you out a prescription to the closest pharmacy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
That's very neat.
So like strep throat, could they even do that over the phone?
Absolutely, yeah.
They don't need the little culture test.
Whatever the doctors are normally, it's their license, and so, they have to feel comfortable.
Wow.
But it's normally the unnecessary emergency room trips that can be taken care of that I think will eventually help fix our broken healthcare system.
That's smart, I think.
Can I just jump in here for 1 second?
Yes.
A lot of the home healthcare, well, I should say a few of the home healthcare agencies have the telemedical devices in their patients' homes or in a group home atmosphere where they can take their weight and take their blood pressure and check a number of different things that would keep, having a doctor come to do that. And that kind of thing is very important, just as Steve said, in preventing certain falls, possibly if blood pressure gets low and something like that. And their blood, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's when I first heard about that a few years ago, I just couldn't even imagine it. Now I see it in a lot of the places that Debbie and I go into.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's particularly helpful in like cardiac patients or pulmonary patients where you can get their vital signs over the internet every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. I guess I remember, I don't know why this has nothing to do with the elderly, but I remember when that that lady scientist was stranded in Antarctica, I think it was. And I'm thinking back now that she became very ill, and it was very much in the news and about what she went through, and everything was being done telemedically. Mm-hmm. And I kind of forgot about that until we started to speak about that. I can see that. I think that's great.
Yeah, sounds like science fiction, but there are robotic operations that are done from remote areas.
Oh, that I never knew.
Yeah, so
really?
Very interesting where the world's going to go.
Huh. Very interesting.
That's incredible. I mean, this technology is making the world a smaller place.
It is.
And the cost, the overhead, I bet, is much lower when you do things like a telemedicine type of thing. So, and maybe that's what you were referring to, the broken healthcare system. It can reduce the cost.
You know, the American Medical Association says that about 90% of your ER visits are unnecessary. They could have been handled over the phone.
90%.
And so you can imagine, you know, the cost that puts onto our healthcare system, the Medicare and the insurances and what they have to pay, or people who can't afford to do that. It's definitely has the potential to change the whole face of healthcare.
Very interesting. Very
fascinating.
Interesting.
Is that the trend, do you think?
I do think so, yeah.
Well, with the elderly that can't leave their homes, the cost of getting a senior who is not mobile to the ER is incredible. Those services are a fortune, and somebody has to pay for them. If some of those things could be diagnosed from their residence, it would be a tremendous amount of money that could be saved potentially.
Yeah, Medicare has a benefit for telemedicine as well.
Is that right?
It does. It's a little bit different in that you have to go to an approved clinic per se, you know. So, but somebody who's out in one of the rural areas can go to an approved clinic and they can do telemedicine from that site.
I imagine the future, whenever the future arrives, that everyone is going to have something, call it the telemedical unit, where you're not feeling well, you don't call and make an appointment so much as you step to the machine and there is someone on the other end that you connect with, probably with picture and sound, and you tell them, I'm feeling this or I'm experiencing that, and they tell you, on your telemedical machine, hook this up and do this and show me this and voila. I mean, how many things could be taken care of?
Yeah, your lazy boy will just give you an antibiotic shot.
I think that's a good idea, though. I like
I think that's a great idea. We've got to get past the shots. I have a thing with shots. I don't like the shots.
In the future, who knows? There might be other
I'm
ways.
Sure. I think there are things that exist now. I don't know what they are, but they just somehow infuse into the skin. I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Well, Dave, we've got about maybe 2 minutes left. What a good show today.
Phenomenal. And I think each of our guests should give out contact information. I think listeners are going to really love to talk to both of you.
Steve, how do folks get a hold of you?
They can call me on my cell phone, which is 480-748-8241.
Okay.
My email address is steve@desiredresources.com.
Okay.
Wow, lucky you mentioned resources.com. Yeah. Then it would have been steve@desired.
Steve.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'll answer to anything.
Yes. That's a different show, isn't it, Larry? Go ahead and see.
Yeah, that's our other show, the nighttime show.
Yeah.
Lucille Zimmerman from the Placement and Services Company From the Heart. How do people get a hold of you?
They can call myself, Lucille Zimmerman, at 602-578-3736. Also, Debbie Black, 602-578-3842. They can go to our website. It is fromtheheartaz.com, and there's a lot of information on the website. And thank you very much for asking. We would love to talk to some of your families, help somebody through this period. Well, that's what we do.
I just feel certain our listening audience, someone in our listening audience says, they're talking about me. They're talking about my situation.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, I'm glad I've got that information. And I would not be surprised if your phone rings or an email arrives and said, I heard you on the show. Help.
Yeah. And Larry,
yes.
How do they get in touch with you?
Oh, probably the best thing to do is go to my website. All the contact information is there, Dave, and it's RIIAdvisors.com.
Well, thank you so much, Lucille Zimmerman, Steve Lahari. Just an honor and pleasure. Nice seeing you again. Of course,
great.
Steve, I just met you, and I'm looking forward to talking with you more. Larry, always nice to
talk with you, Dave.
Great everyone to be here. Everyone have a great night. We'll see everyone tomorrow, Breakthrough Sports, up at Wednesday, 2 to 4. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.